Okay, Wendy, the recording is in a process. Today is November 21st, Wendy. We're rocking and rolling in the free world. It is finally turned off cool in Alabama. Just turned the heat on for the first time. So it's finally beginning fall, Wendy, and the football season is heating up a bit, Wendy. What's going on in Knoxville, Tennessee?
Nothing. I mean, the whole entire Tennessee fan base is twerked up over this top 12. So, I mean, listen, a lot of stuff going on. Not only are we in the home stretch in November, got a lot of stuff going on with this top 12. So I'm ready to get to it.
Yeah, the top 12 has come out and everybody's ticked off and strength of schedule and this and that. I just think some of this is going to get worked out. There's going to be some teams that get a few more losses. It's going to shake out. I think we're going to know a lot more by next weekend. Indiana plays Ohio State. That's a big game. And there's some other games that are going to go on, some SEC games, Wendy. But let's talk about last week. Wait, first off, we wanted more subscribers. We wanted at least 100 subscribers.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I feel legit at 73 or 4, but Wendy, we asked for subscribers. Do you want to know what the grand total is at this point?
I thought it was 75. I thought we got two more subscribers.
We have made it to 75.
Yep, 75.
So the all call gave us two subscribers.
Well, the problem is the people that listen to the show, they have already subscribed.
I know. That's just funny. I think it's funny. Appreciate the people who do subscribe to it. Wendy, let's get it on. Wendy, the biggest game of the week last week was the Tennessee Volunteers going down to the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yep.
Has Georgia lost a step? Is Tennessee coming up? Was Nico going to play? Who was going to show up? Both two good defenses. Finally, a night game over in Athens that had some meaning. Wendy, lay it on the line.
So, first off, great game, great atmosphere. Georgia put on a heck of a show. I mean, Trey, here's the deal. Nico did show up. His receivers did not. So, I can come up with 10 in my head right now where Nico hit him in the chest and they're not catching the ball. If five of those are caught, that game might look a little bit different. So defenses both showed up on both sides of the ball. The score looks a little bit haphazard. They scored that late when, you know, that last Georgia did late. But man, if you don't have people that can catch your ball, it ain't going to matter. So I don't know what you saw, but that's what I saw. The biggest letdown for me was the receivers for the University of Tennessee. If they're not able to recruit some high-level receivers, this is going to be a problem. Their run game looked great. Their defense looked great. I thought Nico played very well. They called a good game for him. But if your receiver can't catch your ball, man, I don't know how you're going to beat Georgia.
Yeah, and Georgia wins the game 31-17. So 31-17. I think Tennessee comes out and scores 10 straight points.
Yep.
Then Georgia starts chipping away and basically scores 31 points to Tennessee's 7 points for the rest of the game. Georgia really had control of most of the game.
Yep.
Tennessee had a hard time getting off the field. I thought the atmosphere was great. It was good to see a good game in Athens.
Yep.
And all that took place. Georgia kind of came back, and that this is why Georgia is a good program. They struggled in a game or two, and they've kind of come back, and they won this game. When they bared down and had to win the game, they had to win the game, Wendy. I thought Carson Beck played better. I thought they had a little bit better of an offensive game plan for him. It seemed like they were hitting tight ends a little bit more. They were using a little bit more of their weapons relative to tight ends. I know one of them got hurt. Wendy, a lot of things people are talking about is Heupel after the game talking about penalties again, Wendy.
Yep.
We have talked on this show over the past several years. If Tennessee loses a game, a reporter in the after the game press conference is going to ask about penalties, and Josh Heupel is terrible at answering the question. He lets it linger. He doesn't shut down the question, meaning, hey, the referees didn't decide this game. The way we played decided this game.
Right.
He always lets it hang on that the officials had something to do with the game, and it's somehow their problem. And it is annoying. It's just annoying to do it. You do it one game, cool. One season, cool. After a season or two, man, get over it, dude. Yep. It's not the referee's fault y'all lost the game. It's your fault because you can't figure out a way to score points, okay? Figure out a way to score points. And the other big thing, Winnie, and we brought this up last year, and there was a big third and seven where Tennessee gets caught with 12 players on the field, okay? So if everybody that's listening to this and watching college football, when offenses substitute, the defense has time to substitute as well, okay? And the defense is given a reasonable amount of time to substitute. And in that play, which was third and seven, a pivotal play in the game, late in the game, Tennessee takes off two of their players, and one of their players does the little, oh, I'm going to take my time getting off the field.
Right.
So he's kind of haphazardly jogging off the field. The referee gets the ball ready for play. They snap the ball. Now, I will say this. I don't really think there should have been a penalty. The guy was basically off the field. And I know hardcore people would be like, well, he's on or he's off. I mean, the dude's, I think, is crossing the sideline when they throw the penalty. Tic-tac penalty, I agree, but it's a penalty. But once again, it's Tennessee trying to be cute. It's these defenses trying to be cute and trying to do a I gotcha moment.
Yeah.
And it got them. It ends up being a third and two. Wendy, I just think in my brain, play freaking football.
Right.
Don't worry about trying to walk off the sideline slow. Don't worry about faking an injury. Don't worry about all these bullcrap games. Line up, play. If you're hurt, go down, get out of the way. If you're called off the field, get out of the field. All this cute stuff is stuff. Leave that to the high school teams and some other people. This is big time football.
Yeah.
Play football and stop worrying about what's going on. Learn how to tackle. Learn how to do other things besides learn how to jog off the field real late and catch them. Hey, I got them, coach.
Right.
We don't care if you got them. They got you because we're trying to be cute. And we end up with a third and two, a much manageable play, Wendy. It bugs me. At some point, and it's the Lane Kiffin thing, and I'm not trying to draw him into it. A lot of teams do it, speeding up these fake injuries. If you're not good enough to line up and beat somebody, you're not good enough to line up and beat somebody. If you have to fake injuries on a field, you're not good enough. Okay. Yep. Get better at it because that's not in the spirit of this game. I'm tired of watching it in college football. I'm tired of all these teams doing it. And it burnt Tennessee a little bit, Winnie. That's a little bit of a rant. But Georgia ends up winning the game, and Georgia is back primed in a good position to make the playoffs.
Well, and let me just say this too. So so this last year when we played at Tennessee, I could have gotten on here the next day and gone on about five or six calls that we obviously the hold on Ryan Williams, you had his whole jersey, it didn't get called. We don't say anything about it because at the end of the day, the points are what the points are, right? If what I'm trying to say is when other teams play Tennessee and try to bring up refs or, you know, what happened, y'all are sore losers. Y'all just can't lose. Y'all can't lose. Yet every time you lose the big game, when I'm just telling you, they couldn't hit receivers, Trey. They could not hit receivers on Saturday to save their life. Their biggest problem was Nico's throwing a good ball. It hits them in the numbers, and you did not use your hands to catch the ball. And it just hit me. I don't think I don't know if they've got a five-star or four-star recruit over there, Trey. I really don't. I really, really don't.
Yeah, and that's more of the question is how has Tennessee not figured out the deep ball more this year when they have obviously committed to the run, Wendy. They run the football really well, and it really opens up these down the field shots. It's a little strange that they don't hit more of them. I don't know quite why they're not or what's going on there. But all in all, a good football game, and Tennessee's going to have some people lose, it appears, to get in, which is what you said last week, Wendy. And that might be the case. We'll have to see as we move forward, Wendy. As we meander through the schedule, Wendy, we had the Missouri Tigers and the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Yep.
And South Carolina wins the game 34-30.
Yeah. So listen, I've told everybody all year that South Carolina, then I got off of a minute, but now I'm back on Shane Beamer. So I've told y'all, I believe the South Carolina team is the real deal to some degree, right? I think they've got some hiccups here and there, but I think they're the real deal. Bottom line, this stadium, Trey, was rocking. Like, playing at South Carolina has turned into a nightmare for a lot of these other SEC teams, and I don't think anybody really expected it. I am personally glad we have South Carolina at home this year, and I'll remind all these Bama fans that listen, we barely beat them, y'all. We barely beat them. So South Carolina's ticking with something over there. I'm just glad they shut Missouri up. Missouri's been overplayed all year, in my opinion. They figured out a way to win some games. I don't like the Missouri coach. I don't like his style of ball, and I don't like the way he talks, but whatever. So I'm really excited to see where South Carolina goes. To me, they are definitely the best three-loss team in the country by far. I think you could put them up against Penn State all day long, Notre Dame, and they drill them. That's what I think.
Yeah, no question. And a lot of it comes from that Sellers kid, the quarterback. Yep. Wendy, just come night and day throughout the season, he's really developed. And South Carolina is a fun team to watch. The Williams-Brice Stadium up there, it has always been they've always supported their team.
Right.
The problem is, I think a lot of times when some of these bigger games would come through town and they were supporting their team, they would lose the game.
Right.
It changes when you win the game, and they're winning more games. Shane Beamer has these guys believing they're winning more football games. So now if you thought South Carolina was going crazy, winning 5-6 games a year, now they're really lighting it up there, Wendy. Really fun to watch, and hell, I might be a Shane Beamer fan. But are we Shane Beamer fans or are we South Carolina fans? Which one is it?
Well, so, you know, you used to get on to me if anybody would go back. I know we have no reason to listen to the archives, but for 2 years, I was really on Shane Beamer, right? And then the 1 year where I'm like, he's never done anything for me, he decides he's going to be an epic football team. Honestly, Trey, these guys like Shane Beamer. So, I mean, I'm a Beamer, but I'm going to tell you something. That crowd was fun to watch. I mean, it was electric. And so, I don't know. I'm a Beamer fan and a South Carolina fan. You might just be a South Carolina fan.
Yeah, no, it might be a package deal. Oh, I might be a Beamer and a South Carolina fan. It might be one of those good combinations. You know, and his dad did it for a...
That threw you off. Remember when they were in the Mayo Bowl?
The Mayo Bowl.
And it threw you off. You were just like, that was a couple years ago. You were like, no. And for whatever reason, Shane Beamer, I think, or one of the coaches said something about getting mayonnaise poured all over him, and that was it for you. You were off both those teams.
Well, yeah, that too. And it might be a perfect match for them. I mean, he could be in South Carolina for a long time and cause some people some problems and have a lot of fun. It makes it fun to watch them on TV. I do know that. Wendy, the Alabama football Crimson Tide plays Mercer in a 52-7 win. I think the only place you could get it was ESPN Plus, maybe, or the internet. I know a bunch of people streamed it on YouTube. I did not see the game. I did not see any of the game. It was kind of old school. Remember old school? There was two or three games a year that was just on the radio that you kind of relied on either listening to the radio or listening to people talk about it afterwards. Wendy, Alabama doesn't have a problem with Mercer, and we roll 52-7.
No, great thing about that game is we got to see multiple quarterbacks. I did watch the game. I was able to get it on YouTube. Look, y'all, we played great. It is Mercer. So, I mean, let's back this up a little bit. But the coolest thing about it is we got to see multiple quarterbacks there towards the end. And Trey, I was impressed with all of our quarterbacks. I think they all bring something different to the table. I think we got a really strong quarterback room. I'm glad that he gave everybody an opportunity, not just one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some of these end of the games, LSU, he put Simpson in, and it's just run after run play, not really giving him an opportunity to air a ball out there. He did give these kids opportunities to throw the ball, so we as fans really got to see what they could do. So really excited to see that. All in all, Trey, it went exactly the way we thought it was going to go. Roll Tide. We just got to get through these last two games. But, Trey, I don't know if you've forgotten, the biggest game of that day was that Florida-LSU game.
Okay, Wendy, let me read. You know what's funny? I don't even think I wrote that down.
What?
I don't even think I wrote that down. I've got Deion Sanders winning in an epic game against Utah. They're prime-timing it up. Okay. They're high-stepping through it. I have Texas squeezing out a win against Arkansas 20-10 in a decent little 11 o'clock game. I've got Clemson beating Pittsburgh 24-20 in one of the longest games possible, but very entertaining. Clemson pulls out the win. And nowhere on this sheet that I wrote down this morning, 20 minutes ago, is Florida LSU, Wendy. What do you have to say?
Well, I mean, shoot, Trey, I can't believe you don't have anything to say. I mean, here's the thing. Florida comes gimping in. You assume that Brian.
Florida wins the game.
Florida wins the game. I can't remember the final score. Y'all know I'm terrible at stats and scores and numbers. But I will tell you something. This game right here, Brian Kelly is on the sidelines losing his mind. Like, you can just see his career slowly going down the toilet. Like, it was the wildest game. Now, and when I tell you Florida, it was Florida. I mean, I don't know what's going on down there at LSU, Trey. We know their defense really struggles. Their quarterback looked like a high school quarterback at best, in my opinion. Trey, Florida was on fire. I mean, Florida was on fire. I cannot remember. The quarterback was back. If you said all 50 quarterbacks they've gone through this year, I would probably remember which one was in.
Lagway or something?
Lagway. And I'm just trying to – well, I could be wrong, guys, but whoever the quarterback is, but I think it was Lagway. Even hurt, this kid's throwing dimes. I mean, Trey, Florida looked good. I mean, Florida looked good. And I'm going to tell you, Brian Kelly has got a little bit of a problem. My guess is Brian Kelly doesn't make it through the year next year.
Oh, that's good. That's crazy. Wendy, here's the thing. I didn't write it down, but I did watch. I watched some of that game. We were at a little dinner thing we were doing, and it was on TV. I did watch some of that game. I know I say that it is beautiful to watch these SEC night games. The stadiums are lit up. The cameras are great. Great energy inside of Florida Stadium. And Billy Napier has his team going.
Yeah.
They believe in what they're doing. They've got some pieces in the right place. And look out, because we got a game talking about it. Wendy, let's get to this week.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and talk about the Ole Miss basketball. We're talking about this week. Ole Miss, the basketball dunking school. You will travel to the Florida Gators, who just, as Wendy said, beat down LSU for an 11-A kickoff.
God.
Wendy, what's going to happen to Ole Miss Florida?
So Kiffin,
Kiffin cannot afford a loss.
No, he cannot afford a loss. I mean, there's zero way that he can lose this game. But didn't you say it's in Florida?
It's in Florida. I won't back down.
So I'm going to say this. That's one of the – honestly, guys, I won't back down. Tom Petty is one of the best half. When they sing that, it's pretty incredible. So I'm going to call a big stinger right here, but I don't know. There is something going on with those Florida Gators, and I think they might match up better than we think against Ole Miss, Trey. I can really see this one going to the wire, and I can actually see Florida pulling this out. I really, really can. There's something finally meshing with Florida, like the quarterback, the receivers, the run game, the play calling. It is really starting to come together, and Ole Miss might have a big old surprise in for them. With it being in Florida, I'm giving them the advantage. I understand that Dart's been playing lights out the last couple games, but I'm going to tell you something. This Georgia team, I think, is going to get them. I don't think it's going to be
Georgia. It's Florida. Go ahead.
Florida. Sorry. I get so excited. I really do think Florida might beat Ole Miss this week. I really do. And I know
Here's the thing, Wendy.
Okay, tell me.
This is no fluff. Well, yeah, but we're trying to get rid of the fluff here. It's no fluff Thursday with us.
Hey, there, it's not fluff when I'm sitting here telling you that the home field advantage goes to Florida. I'm picking Florida. How is it fluff?
Ole Miss, if you want to be an elite program and you want to make a run at the national championship, these are the games you obviously have to win. Ole Miss got over a hurdle and beating Georgia a couple of weeks ago. I think that was a big hurdle for Ole Miss to get over. This is another really big hurdle for Ole Miss to get over. If you're going to be a dominant team, you have to go out there on that field Saturday and take care of Florida and be ready to play football. This is a, and it's, I don't know if this is, this is like a you know, an epiphany or anything. But if Ole Miss wants to be a dominant program, they have to win this football game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is put up or shut up for Ole Miss. Still don't like the basketball goal. I will stand by that 100%. Wendy, I look for a really good game. If Ole Miss can go out and dominate Florida, look out. They could be problems in the playoffs. If not, they might have another sad season.
Who are you calling to win?
Give me Ole Miss. Okay. Give me the Ole Miss Rebels, even though I love Billy Napier. Wendy, Texas plays Kentucky at 2:30. Texas Longhorns, who are really struggling to find quality wins, even though they've won every game they played against except for Georgia, has to play Kentucky, Wendy, and I think that game is in Kentucky, if I've got this written down right. One thing with Texas, this is the SEC. You're getting through a longer year. You play some decent teams. You're getting beat up, and you've got to go play at Kentucky.
Yep.
Well, Kentucky is not UTEP, or Kentucky is not Oregon State, or whoever these other, or Kansas, or some of these other teams that you used to have to play to kind of get through your season. Kentucky will put up a fight. Can Texas bring it to them? Be a really good game at 2:30. Wendy.
I mean, here's the thing. I want Kentucky. I mean, I want Kentucky to be the Kentucky that played Georgia. You know what I mean? Like, I want that. I mean, I'm with you. Texas hasn't overly impressed me throughout the year. You know, the big one tough matchup, again, they got beat at home. They were at home for to beat them. So they're not really proving too much to me. Doesn't mean that doesn't mean that Kentucky's got enough for them for four quarters. I actually see Texas losing this game because of the four quarters that are involved in the football game. That is not fluff. That's the truth. However, I think it's going to be a really good tight game until the fourth quarter. And then I think Texas is going to pull away with it. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, you just said you think Kentucky's going to win the game.
Well, Trey, I get so excited about certain games.
Well, what is it, Wendy?
Okay. Texas is going to win the game because it's a four-quarter game. I think it's going to be a close game, and then Texas is going to pull it out in the fourth quarter. That's what I think is going to happen. But listen, I want Kentucky to win this game. But also, Trey, you know, you got to think about it. This late in the year, they're at the very bottom of the SEC. They're still going to play hard. Now
That's what I just said, Wendy.
Now it's kind of like, well, I don't care if we win or lose, but I'm going to mess up somebody else's schedule. You know what I mean? So, look, if they're going to ever do it, now would be the time.
Wendy, that's literally what I just said.
Well, Trey, you said it in a different way, and it felt like fluff when you said it. Mine felt like real commentary.
Real commentary. Wendy, the Texas A&M Aggies. We got two more games to talk about. The Texas A&M Aggies will travel to the Auburn
football
Tigers Jordan-Hare Stadium. It is a 6:30 p.m. kickoff. Everybody's back on Auburn's bandwagon because they beat. Who did they beat? Because they beat Texas.
No.
Because they beat Georgia. No. Because they beat Mississippi State. No. Everybody's back on Auburn's bandwagon because they beat La Monroe.
Oh, that's right.
Auburn's back, baby.
Auburn's back.
Is.
The fly. Back. Yep.
You heard it here first, Wendy. Now, all of a sudden, A&M's going to come to Auburn at 6:30 at night, and everybody's picking Auburn to beat the Texas A&M Aggies, Wendy.
Yeah.
What says you?
No. I mean, listen, I think Auburn's finally starting to click a little bit, but no. I mean, Texas A&M's got too much to lose in this. There is, you know, I'm not saying they can't keep it close. I'm not saying that it won't be a good game. Atmosphere at Auburn's always awesome. You and I both really do enjoy. I mean, Auburn's got a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful place, blah, blah, blah. But no, Trey, I don't know why everybody's off Texas A&M all of a sudden. The guy loses a couple games, old Echo or Eco or whatever his name is.
Okay. Now,
he did mess up at a press conference and say that they were not looking past, and he said Texas instead of Auburn. So he very well could be looking past Auburn. But Trey, I just feel like in these bigger matchups, Auburn finds a way to screw it up, and I assume they will do the same thing on Saturday.
Wendy, I want Auburn to do well. I have no ill intent towards Auburn. I can only go by what I see. And a statement a long time ago was made, a spade is a spade.
It's a spade. Yep.
I don't care what you did against La Monroe. It right. does not matter to me. I don't think you found anything. You played an inferior opponent. Texas A&M is going to come in there and win the football game, Wendy. I'm not saying Auburn's not going to be lit up and surf swagging.
Right.
We swagging. Oh, it's family. Yeah, we swagging. Cool. Y'all might have a good time, but Texas A&M is going to win the game. Texas A&M is going to come in there. They're dialed in. They've got machines on offense, machines on defense. They have had some problems on the road. I'll give them that. Mike Elko is going to have his team ready to go. Texas A&M is going to beat the Auburn football Tigers.
Yep.
Saturday night. Wendy, it's Saturday night. We got to get this thing going. We're lagging behind. We're lagging behind. The Alabama Crimson Tide will load up the jet, and they will fly out to Norman, Oklahoma.
Yep.
Where the big boys play. They will play the Oklahoma Sooners at 6:30, Wendy. That's kind of a bad thing. Auburn's playing at 6:30, and Alabama's playing at 6:30. You can't get everything that you want, Wendy. But Alabama, are they ready to play the Oklahoma Sooners or not, Wendy?
I don't know if they're ready, but I got my board. I have to do it on the phone again. But
give me the board.
See it?
Wendy has once again stated the obvious. We have to win out. Roll Tide, smiley face, heart. Wendy, epic statement there. Please explain.
I blow y'all's minds every week. I know I do with all this awesome information I give out. Here's the bottom line, Trey. I don't know. I think I buy into sometimes what ESPN and all these other people are saying because they start scaring me midweek, like Oklahoma may have something for us. Do I believe that Oklahoma is getting better? Sure. Do I also believe who they fired? Their defense or offensive coordinator?
I think offensive coordinator.
Okay, so we've got one dude just blasted in the middle of the year. They wouldn't even let him hang out till the end. So at the end of the day, Trey, I believe that we match up well against Oklahoma. Their home environment's going to be tough. Oklahoma's a big fan base, guys. It's one of the – like, these guys travel when they play away. Oklahoma fans are no joke. I know a few of them, and they love their team. I with it being a night game, it's going to be loud. Everybody knows how I feel with Milroe. Sometimes he goes into these away environments, and he really can't hold his level. He did well against LSU. I look for that to continue. It feels like he's starting to use his feet more. Our weapons are really starting to develop as far as who we can use, our plays. Trey, you always say it very well, and I don't. It's almost like they're giving him a little bit better of a play game call.
Plan. Yeah.
Plan that really benefits him, especially first 1 to 2 to 3 series that he's in. So, listen, we've got to win. It doesn't matter.
We're going to have to hurry, Wendy.
It doesn't matter. Alabama's got to win this ball game. If we want to go, if we want to be in it, if we want a shot, we got to win. So,
All right, Wendy. Okay, what's the score, Wendy?
Trey, score 35-21.
35-21. Well, I know, but here's the real thing. We are running out of time, and we did get a message in, Wendy. We have 75 subscribers and one message. We've got to get to the freaking message.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm running out of time. I agree with you, Wendy, on everything that you said. Alabama's hopefully staff has figured out who we are, and they're going to put our best game plan forward. Now, can we go out and produce? We have to go out and produce. One thing to get the crowd out of early, let's go up early. It will be a four-quarter football game. It's going to be a physical football game. I still think it's a weird thing that their sidelines are so small. I don't like that. You have full-speed athletes on these sidelines. Our players need to be over there on our sideline protecting our players that are running out of bounds. I know that's a quirky thing to think about, but I do. Alabama, go out there and establish dominance, and don't give them a breath of life.
Right.
If you give these teams a breath of life, it could be a longer night. Go out and take care of business. I think they will, Wendy. Let me.
Well, what's your score prediction?
I'm going to go with.
You can't.
I'm going to go with. Hold on, Wendy. Hold on, Wendy. Just hold what I'm doing. Let me make sure I close these up. I don't know, Wendy. I'm going to go with Alabama 32, Oklahoma 12.
Okay.
All right, let's get to this. Here we go.
Oh, hope you guys are having a good week, loving what you do. Hey, I just wanted to comment a little bit.
Hold up.
Trey, Wendy, It's Mike in Colorado. Hope you guys are having a good week. Loving what you do. Hey, I just wanted to comment a little bit on how the season's going so far. It's been a lot of ups and downs. We've seen, Indiana's number five. That should be a great game this weekend. What the hell are they doing continuously putting Ohio State top five games at the early slot? Who's ever running Fox Sports over there needs to get a hammer to the face. But anyway, let's talk about the Tide this week. I think we're starting to come together. I was really down on the defense earlier. I think that's surprisingly come together. Offense is clicking. I think Milroe's still a bit of an enigma. You never know what you're going to get with that guy, but let's face it, when he's rolling, he's rolling. Norman's a tough place. It's never been friendly to us. We haven't had a lot of great luck there. But, given that Oklahoma's a bit on a down year, I think we're going to pull this one out. I'm going to go Bama 35, Oklahoma 17. Roll, motherfucking Tide roll. Sorry, roll Tide roll. I forgot I was supposed to be clean. Whatever.
Roll Tide.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, there you go.
It's what we always talk about. Mike, he never disappoints.
Never.
He's a hard charger. He is one that keeps the pot stirred. When he says in Indiana, Ohio State, it is a big football game.
Yeah.
They do play a lot of these big games at 11 o'clock. We'll at least see what happens there. That will shake up that 12-team playoff. Wendy, he wants a hammer to the face. That's going to be a new saying. And he likes the Tide. He also asked what is Food City and where is Food City, Wendy? I think he's talking about the background in Josh Heupel. Can you explain? Where's Food City?
Food City is a grocery store, Mike. It's a grocery store out of Knoxville. It's based out of Knoxville, I think. And there's multiple of them around Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a grocery store. No different than a Publix or a Kroger.
That is that, Mike. Thank you for calling in.
I love the call, and I love your analysis, man. And I love all the energy. Keep it coming. I enjoy it.
Please send in your phone calls. Please.
Yes.
We like them. We want to put them on here. We want you to be a part of this show. We got to get more people on here. I know we do this every Thursday, Wendy, and it's like, well, we're going to see if so-and-so can get on, if so-and-so can get on. Wendy, we're lucky if we get here and get our computers on.
100%.
Please send in your messages. We want you to be a part of the show. That is what this is really for.
Yes.
And, Wendy, I love you. What you got planned this weekend? We got to roll.
Trey, watching football, what does anybody else do on Saturday during football season? Like, watching football. But listen, happy Turkey Day to everybody. I don't know if we'll get on here. You know, might be Friday. Don't know how we'll do that. But listen, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank y'all for the ones that listen. Like and subscribe. Roll Tide. We got to beat Oklahoma.
Wendy, I love
Trey,
you.
Hey, that was so good. And like, you came in flat. Like, that was what are you doing?
No, I came in flat because I said, what is everybody else doing this weekend? Wendy, I've got to put up Christmas decorations. If it wasn't dark at 5 o'clock, I could put in my Christmas decorations out here, but it is. So I might be doing that this weekend, but I am going to watch football. I love you. And I will talk to you later.
All right. Roll Tide.
All right. Roll Tide.